Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. That is G-O-G-O-G-H.com. My name is Steve Hamilton, and today's show, we are going to discuss the grid overview. To learn more about me and my background, please be sure to check out my GoGo profile found on G-O-G-O-G-H.com. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. Okay, let's get started. In Oracle, we are implementing the concept of grid architecture. The concept of grid architecture or grid networking is not that foreign. We're all very familiar with it. We have power grids out there. We have TV network grids. And the advantage of all of these grids is that if a specific component of the grid goes down, the entire system does not go down. Also, by enabling grid architecture, we can manage many, many different things from one centralized location. What the Oracle Grid is just a collection of IT components that can be managed from one centralized location. What we have within the grid is anything that has a plug-in that you can plug in into your IT infrastructure, electrical outlet, Oracle can monitor. And it doesn't even have to be Oracle. It can be IBM, it can be SQL Server, it can be Sun, it can be Linux, it can be Windows. What we do within the grid environment, or the entire concept of the grid environment, is that we identify a specific grid server. Now, even with a grid architecture, you might even ask yourself, well, gosh, you're setting up a grid architecture, why do you have one single point of failure with the grid server? Well, you don't even have to do that. You can set up a grid environment that is fault tolerant as well. Your grid environment could be a racked environment, and it could also be set up to data guard. So if you lose one component of the grid, the entire grid everything that you're managing is still, you can still still access the management component. Now, when we talk about the grid architecture, we are talking about effectively a management tool. Not necessarily if the grid goes down, your system goes down. No, what we are referring to is a tool that Oracle can provide that allows us to monitor our entire IT infrastructure from one centralized location. Now that grid itself can be fault tolerant, and we can also manage our databases that are set up to be fault tolerant. So we can set up a racked grid that has data guard, and we can set up our production databases that are in a racked in a data guard environment as well, and then we can manage all of those components from one centralized location. So for simplicity's sake, what we do is that we identify a specific grid environment or a grid server. And on that grid server, we will install some software. Now, effectively, we're going to install three components of the software. The Oracle Grid environment is comprised of three individual components. One is referred to as the OMS. The OMS stands for Oracle Managed Service. This effectively is the Java-based software that runs the grid. It's no different than any other application out there. It just happens to be the software that runs the grid. The other component of the grid is the OMR. The OMR is the Oracle Managed Repository, and this is an exclusive Oracle database, exclusively designed to handle the grid. Well, now that is installed to a 10.1.4 database. Now, you can allow the grid installer to create that OMR for you, and it does it all for you. It installs the OMS, creates and installs the OMR, and also installs the agent. Or if you want, you can install the grid to a pre-existing Oracle environment or an Oracle database, as long as it's like a 10.2.x or greater. How you do that within your own organization is up to you. I've worked with clients that they want to create the database beforehand, which is fine, and I've worked with clients that wants the grid to install everything for it. And my personal preference is to allow the run installer to do it all for you. The downside to that is the database that is created with that version of the run installer is a relatively old database. It's a 10.1.4 database, and the most current version is like a 10.2.4 database out there right now. Well, actually, no, we have an 11GR2 version of the databases out there. So it's really going to be kind of dependent upon your own organizational needs. So we've installed the OMS, and we've installed the OMR. what happens is the OMR is just a repository of information. I mean, that's basically a database is just going to house a whole bunch of information for us. That's effectively its job in life, is to contain information and enable us to access that information in a timely manner. So it's going to communicate with the OMS. And then the last component that will reside on the grid server is called an OMA, the Oracle Managed Agent. The Oracle Managed Agent is a component that resides on the grid that communicates between the operating system and the OMS. Okay, so that's actually kind of what is the layer in there that communicates between the two. Those are the three components that must reside on your grid server. By the way, the grid software in and of itself is free as long as it's deployed to an already licensed server. If you're going to deploy it to another server that is not licensed for Oracle, you will have to pay the licensing cost. Now, there are certain components within Grid that if you really want to use them, will cost some additional money. So what you will have to do is go out to Oracle and determine, you know, I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to do that within Grid. Well, if that's the case, then you will have to pay some additional fees. And then Oracle has its own internal licensing structure, which I really don't know anything about. So, on the Grid server, you've deployed those three components: OMS, OMR, and OMA. Now, effectively, all you have on that now in your Grid environment is that. Now, what you want to do is that you want it to track or to enter into the world of grid computing. So now you want to monitor your SQL Server database and your DB2 database and your Linux host and your Windows host and your Sun host, as well as all of your Oracle databases and your Oracle application servers, etc., etc. So what we can do is that we will take a set of software, and that software is called an agent, and we will deploy just that agent to whatever you want to monitor, whether it be a DB2 database, whether it be a SQL Server database, or whether it be a Windows server or a Linux server. You take the software, you install it to that particular device. During the install process, it says, hey, you know, what is the grid server that you want me to communicate with? And you provide it the grid server name, and then the appropriate account information, which effectively is just the password, and then it does the install for you. It installs the agent to that particular target, and it configures the agent, and the agent automatically begins the discovery process. So during the discovery process, it's going to analyze the contents of that server, look to see what is installed on that server, and then immediately start uploading that information to the OMS, and all of that information ultimately is going to be stored in the OMR. So let's say you're monitoring a Windows server. You deploy the agent to the Windows server, and on that Windows server is running SQL Server 2008. Once we install the agent, it goes out through the discovery process. It says, you know what, this is a Windows server running SQL Server 2008. Sends that information up to the grid. Now, you could have a set of SQL Server DBAs that will administer that particular box or set of boxes. So within the grid environment, you can set up groups and privileges. And so now whenever that SQL Server DBA logs into the Oracle grid, they're only going to see the SQL Server databases that they are responsible for. Now let's say you have a set of Oracle databases in your environment. And let's be honest here, there's no organization that strictly has SQL Server databases or just Oracle databases or just DB2 databases. Most organizations that are out there have a combination of all different types of databases because they've just kind of grown into it. So your organization might have different individuals that are responsible for SQL Server, DB2, or Oracle, or quite frankly, you might have one person that's responsible for all of them. It really will be dependent upon how that organization is set up. So now, you set up groups and privileges for your SQL Server DBAs. Then you're going to come in and you're going to set up groups and privileges for your Oracle DBAs. So now when your Oracle DBAs log in, they're strictly going to see the databases that they are responsible for. Now, if they need to perform some sort of administrative tasks against that set of databases, they can go in and they can make that change once and then deploy it across all of the databases that they are responsible for. Now, they don't have to deploy it against all of their databases. They can deploy it against one or some or as many of it as applicable for. The huge advantage of this is used to be, if I'm responsible for 15 different databases and I needed to make a change to those 15 databases, I had to go out and touch every one of those databases one by one. So I had to have 15 different touches. Well, now within the grid, that's not the case. I go out, I make the change, say, hey, automatically deploy this across all the databases that I'm responsible for, and it happens. If there's any errors or any problems, it's going to come back and it's going to tell me. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to make the appropriate changes. Same holds true for SQL Server. Same is going to hold true for any sort of your Linux operating system as well. So the advantage of the grid environment is that we have this grid server out there that is responsible for monitoring and helping us maintain all of our IT infrastructure. We no longer have to go out there and buy management tools for SQL Server, and we don't have to go out and buy management tools for Linux or management tools for DB2. And I know even some of you have gone out and you've purchased Toad because you like Toad. Well, you can go out and you can buy the grid server, the appropriate components, and then it can manage everything, and then you no longer have to use the Toad utility or pay whatever licensing fee that you have with Toad. And don't get me wrong, Toad is a good utility. But it's strictly kind of a onesie-twosie type of thing. With the grid environment, it gives us that capability to look at everything as a whole and then manage it from one centralized location. So when we look at the overall grid architecture and the grid overview, it is a collection of IT components that is managed from one centralized location, giving us the capability to break individual components down and assigning privileges and access to the appropriate individuals. I don't know if years ago or several years ago there was this major blackout in the United States, electrical blackout, because a huge section of the grid went down. Now that's not really what's going to happen here, but that's the overall concept here of grid computing. Now really probably what needed to happen there is they needed to segregate responsibilities for that individual component of the grid. So then maybe instead of having an entire eastern seaboard go down, they only had a particular location go down as opposed to everything. And that's what we're looking at here. Setting up our grid environment, setting up the appropriate passwords and privileges, allowing the people just to access whatever they need to access, and to manage it from one centralized location, as opposed to having these onesies, twosies. The grid install is very straightforward, pretty easy to do. After a couple of hours, you've got the grid install up and running. Now, just to add components into the grid, you take the agent and you push the agent out to the appropriate target that you want to manage. Now, it's automatically going to start uploading information. You can deploy changes across all targets in the grid. You can also perform maintenance across all targets in the grid. For example, if you want to set up your backup jobs to run at 2:00 in the morning for all of your Oracle databases, you can easily do that. Does definitely makes database administration substantially easier. This is going to conclude our section on the grid overview. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentations, and if you have any comments or questions, please use the question and comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archives for Steve Hamilton. If there is a show you would like me to do, please send me an email and let me know. And thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. That is GOGOGH.com.